So he's going to act for
Long a rematch. Talk Radio.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
Oh, DJ Khaled! Cosmic music! We the best! Yeah, we taking over!
Spread out with South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, on to North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where it warm in the winter. On up to Minnesota, where it's storm in the winter. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Mississippi, holla at me. B&H Town, Southside, Cloverland, Dad, I'm the man out in Dallas. Better ass talent. Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that spinny, going down Benny. Drop 6-4-3, we'll get switching. Red light stop, make it drop on the bitch. Got a block hole, trip, blow your head off with it. Anything you hear that I said, I'm in it.
for hair.
Catch a fly.
Okay, we are back. Welcome to WFSO Aftermath, the WrestleMania edition. Wow. Seriously, what can be said about what we saw on tonight's show? The streak is broken. Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker. I don't know if you should feel happy, sad, or indifferent over that one. It was definitely an experience, that's for sure. Daniel Bryan is now the WWE Heavyweight Champion. Phenomenal match. Randy Orton's back, I really do not want to see it tomorrow morning, because when he landed on that monitor, not only did he cut open his back, but the way he landed, oh, good Lord Almighty. So what I'm going to do quickly is I'm going to play another song. I know I've just played a few in a row, but AJ just came back in. I'm going to give him a few minutes to get himself sorted, and then he'll be back on live and in effect.
Camera, like a knife held in your hand. What you mad about? I don't know, and I don't give a damn. Break the rules because I can. Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll see as you go down. You really spoke in me. Smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors to me. I know less is more, but with you, stupid never understand. Empty words you said so much without a plan.
Stunned about
the Taker's streak.
Yeah,
I think everybody is.
I'm just stunned, but I know I'm probably gonna talk more about it tomorrow on WFSO Aftermath, but I'm just gonna say it while I still got a thought on it. I'm thinking backstage politics has something to do with that.
Absolutely.
Because I would think there's no way they would have let Brock Lesnar
Break the streak.
And it's like,
and I think Undertaker is that much of a professional that if he had to deal with someone saying, well, if I if you don't let me win, then I'm walking type of thing. I think he's that much of a professional to say, okay, fair enough. You know, I've won 21 years.
Right. It was just one of those things that just like, why did they go over that?
I agree. I agree. He should have gone out undefeated.
Right. Well, that's just the thing. It's just like, what was they thinking? Yeah, it's just like my friend that was there too. He was saying everybody just stood in silence when that happened.
Yeah.
Just like, one of those things is just like, what were they thinking? Oh, wait a minute. I think they have more about it. When they take their loss at WrestleMania, the fans can't believe it.
I mean, I think everybody in this house though was like, what? What?
Right.
The sad part is about it, as I say, is that we've known that Brock Lesnar's been like this for years. Because he did it at, oh crap, what match was it?
He flipped out of the Extreme Rules.
That was it! That was the one we were at. I remember, I know we saw it. We were at Extreme Rules in Chicago, and when Cena won, you saw him literally have a hissy fit.
Right.
Not just a... And it wasn't a hissy fit in the sense of, okay, this is what was scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It was the way it went down. You could see there was much more to it than that.
I don't know what it is, it's just like a lot of people just like upset, like, got the Undertaker lost at WrestleMania, my world is shaking, and my childhood is gone, the Undertaker lost, WTF.
But you know what, I think part of the thing is that people wouldn't have had an issue with the Undertaker losing, it's who he lost to.
Uh-huh.
That people are the real issue with.
Exactly.
Because we've seen Lesnar come in and out of the WWE over the past couple of years.
Exactly.
And, you know, we've dealt with, you know, hissy fits and attitudes. And even WWE superstars have said that Brock Lesnar has an attitude. He thinks he is better than everybody else because he went to UFC. Well, how well did you do there, pal? There's a reason you're not there now.
I'm just speechless with that match, man. I don't know what they were thinking backstage. Like, and like you said, I'm not upset that he lost. I'm just upset
who he lost to. And that's what I mean. As you know, I was following Twitter pretty much throughout the show. And that was the general consensus. It wasn't the fact that Undertaker lost. Because we all knew this streak was eventually going to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
What people are complaining about is who he lost to and how he lost. Because to me, it was a bad match as well. This wasn't the usual Undertaker match that we've come to expect from him. His matches are normally powerful, how else should you put it? Apart from powerful.
I wouldn't say magical, but...
There was something more about it.
Excitement.
Yeah, there's something more excitement about it, and this time there wasn't that same, you know, thing.
Right, exactly.
If he had cheated to have won...
And I think everybody would have been more upset.
Do you know what? But I think people would have been able to have handled it better. Oh, he cheated, he won. You know, that's how he won. He cheated. Do you know what I mean? You'd have a reason behind it.
Right.
But this exactly. was just, oh my gosh, it was beyond bad.
No. So it's like, it's just thinking in your mind, like, is the Undertaker done, or what is he going to do after this?
I think personally that he is probably done. But it's one of those things that we won't actually really know right now. You know what I mean?
Right. See, now I'm having a hard time trying to speak because...
You got a mouthful of food, that's why.
No. I still would have been speaking with a mouthful of food.
But no, I mean, it really is one of those things where, you know, as I said, but this is the other thing. I think people wouldn't have so much of an issue with it as well if it had been a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
If Brock Lesnar had been a stable on WWE for the past few months. Do you know what I mean? What?
Somebody just mentioned like they never rung the bell. Maybe they're playing that into effect. Who knows?
Hey, get away from my team. The thing is, we don't really know. We don't know what the theory behind it was. We don't know why they decided to... We apologize for that. We just had an issue with the phone line and everything. But what we were saying is, I don't think people would have had much more of an issue if... Brock Lesnar had been wrestling for longer than a couple of matches here or there over the past year.
Well, no, because I think some people are thinking that they probably went wrong with it and it probably wasn't supposed to happen.
We don't know. That's the whole
right.
thing. Now, I mean, the thing is like when we had this whole thing leading up to The Rock and Cena, when they faced each other,
uh-huh.
right the way pretty much for a year. You had The Rock there a lot.
Right.
Because we complained about The Rock being here a lot. We're not a big Rock fan. But they worked it. Do you know what I mean? They worked it.
It's just he didn't show up as much as he should.
Right. And The Rock showed up. The Rock showed up. The Rock had matches. The Rock and Cena went face to face several times. You know what I mean? They faced off, they had their battles, you know, and you believe the hype. You seriously believe the hype with it.
Mm-hmm.
This match didn't have that.
And I have to say, like, it was good. I felt like when they do that Rock versus Brock, I just thought that they, you know, I think that match should have happened at WrestleMania 30. Like, he was there.
Well, and I think it would have been better if that had happened.
Right. Because it would have been like...
It would have made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that, you know, sadly, we're not the writers.
And we're not Vince McMahon.
Night, Robert. Love you. See you in the morning. We, you know, to quote them, we don't know what's best for business.
Well, that's what they think.
Well, and the thing, the sad part in it all is this, is that you've got a lot of disgruntled fans right now.
Exactly.
Especially those who are there. Because I know if you had gone, like we were planning on, with you going down there, I would have got a text message from you that wouldn't have been happy.
It would have been like, what the...
Yeah. You could say it, we're an adult show, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Just like, wow.
And I think that's part of the problem is that there wasn't that hype like there was with The Rock and Cena. And I think, I'll tell you what I think the problem was, is that WWE spent so much time and energy into hyping up the Daniel Bryan matches. Do you know what I mean? That they
right.
just... I think, in a way, they were kind of like, shit, we've got to do something with this one. What do we do? And it left them stuck.
Oh, man.
Do you agree?
I do agree. I don't know. If they're going to do like an instant, it all depends what they're going to do tomorrow and after the call that was made. It just all depends.
I don't know how they're going to work their way out of this one. As I say, I think a lot of the problem was is that they spent so much time and energy in hyping up the Daniel Bryan match, the Triple H match, that they, I'm not saying that they forgot, but they sure as heck misplaced the other matches that were on there.
Right. And this is bad. They only have like 7 matches of like, that's unnormal for a WrestleMania.
WrestleManias normally have 8.
8 to 10
matches. I was going to say, there's been a couple of times that I remember where they've had 10 matches.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to only have that short amount of matches, I am very surprised at.
It's unbelievable. And I know earlier you were talking about the main event.
Main event.
I know you were talking about it. But...
Oh, I was talking about Randy Orton's back. Yeah. I mean, seriously, you saw him bleeding, and you could tell by the pattern of the blood that it was like 2 lines. Do you know what I mean?
It was like when you hit that RKO and landed on that TV.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. When you saw his back where he was bleeding, it was 2 stripes. And it looked like it was the equal width, do you know what I mean, of the monitors.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God, do you know, I just don't want to see those bruises tomorrow. Because you remember, we've seen a lot of people over the like 5 years we've been doing WFSL.
Right.
Actually, who was it? Oh! Justin Dredd, with that one match at ICW where
he won ICW title.
I remember he had that bruise on his leg the size of a dinner plate.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he didn't even know that it had happened until like he tried walking. And then he was like, oh, that hurts. And then afterwards when the adrenaline went down, he was in a lot of pain. That was right before when we did our very first King of the States.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I will say this. If they had done what they should have done with the Undertaker match, and I'm not saying that Taker should have won, but if it had been done properly, like the right writing leading up to it, all that kind of stuff, if they had got that right, and the rest, it was a, to me, it was an okay pay-per-view. Because that triple threat match at the end was really good. Was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan beating Triple H.
Was a very brutal match.
Yeah.
And everybody would expect that out of Triple H.
And I will say this. Okay, I'm not a Triple H fan, as you know, AJ.
Uh-uh.
But Triple H did good by Daniel Bryan. Do you know what I mean? He let Daniel Bryan shine when he needed to shine in that match.
Right.
And to me, as much as I dislike him, by doing that, he allowed the fans to really get behind him, like Daniel Bryan, a lot more. You know what I mean? He did actually bring out the best in Daniel Bryan. But it's like, do you remember I said like a few times before with certain wrestlers when we've seen wrestle locally, there are certain wrestlers who go up against some really great professionals,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them shine. And I think that's what happened with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan went up against Triple H, and he shone. He showed, you know, he showed you how it was supposed to be done. He showed that he can carry his own against somebody who, you know, I suppose technically, if you think about it, is a pretty good wrestler.
Right. But one of those things that you just, like you said, overall WrestleMania, it was some swerves that they did just made it like unpredictable. I think the only match was unpredictable was Taker and Brock.
We kind of knew that AJ was going to hold her belt, but didn't realize that she was going to cheat to hold it.
And I think they kind of swerved that Andre the Giant 30-man battle royal because
I honestly thought that Big Show was going to set to take it.
Right.
But I think they needed to do something with the Real Americans. You know what I mean?
Right, like I said, nobody didn't know he was in there, but probably the people that was there probably knew, but we probably didn't know until we seen, like, is that Cesaro?
I know, I didn't even recognize him a couple of times during that.
Right.
I am glad that he won it, because it just shows that the WWE is looking in a different direction for certain things that are going to go on with their wrestling.
And another thing, it was a good way that they ended that battle royal with, like, picking up the Andre the Giant and, I mean, picking up Big Show.
Oh, my God.
And just threw him out. If I meant to say Big Show.
I still don't know how he done that.
Well, we knew he was strong, but...
But he was that freaking strong. Seriously.
Right.
Okay, well, let me and AJ try and find some more news and stuff. We are going to play another song, and we will be... Let me find a really good one. We will be...
Right back.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a song for a minute. Here we go.
Still standing.
something to read. They got the top five all-time attendance records at WrestleMania. Do you think that tonight's tonight's attendance probably made the top five?
We'll find out.
WrestleMania 3 still is the top attendance record with 93,173. Last year's WrestleMania, 80,676. That's second. Third was WrestleMania 23 in Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan with 80,103. See, Michigan is on top of the WrestleMania's. WrestleMania is due to be in the Midwest. Just hopefully sooner or later they'll bring it somewhere in the Midwest. Okay, number four. WrestleMania 28, 78,363. And what's number five? Tonight's attendance of 75,157. So it just made it to the top five.
I don't think that's anything to cheer about, though. Because to me, their attendance should be going up over the years. It shouldn't be going down.
Well, my thing is, they would like not fully like worry about the attendance record and always put it in, you know, football arenas. You have to put it, you know, somewhere just in the arena. Just don't worry about attendance. I don't know. That's just my thing. According to WWE.com, Billy Gunn's CAA, what the HEMOPTYSIS?
Let me have a look.
It's that one right there.
Ooh. He's coughing up blood.
After taking a powerbomb from the Shield.
It's basically where he's got a bruise in his lung that will cause him when he coughs. The only way I can describe is, you know, like when you get punched in the chest and it hurts and you feel like you're gasping for breath?
Right.
Okay, it's the same as that. However, it bruised his actual lung, and unlike a lot of body organs, the lung, when it is bruised, it doesn't have the same cellular structure to make it bruise like you or me would bruise our arms, or like when you bruise a kidney. I've had it before, I bruised a kidney. Your lung isn't made of that same thing. Your lung is basically like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets bruised, you know what it's like when you hit a sponge that has a small amount of water in. You're going to get that fluid. And that's basically what happened. His lung bled and he started coughing up blood.
Ooh. They got a poll on what do you feel about Bart Lesnar in the street. Maybe put mine in and hopefully I'll find out the results. I'll put it. I voted for it. It's absolute travesty, unacceptable.
Can you like not eat and talk at the same time?
Sorry.
Thank you.
And 78% of the people agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I say, I don't think people would have had an issue if there had been more hype leading up to it.
Right. Or he was just the wrong person to do it with. It's like, if CM Punk would have ended, or
when Shawn Michaels went against him.
Or Triple H. One of them could have ended it then. You know, Brock that's only there like part-time.
Exactly. To me, that's like you having a part-time worker who's, you know, comes in from time to time, bitches about their job and everything,
mm-hmm.
yet you give that person the $20 an hour raise. You know what I mean? Instead of the person who's putting their dues all their life.
Exactly. But I know we got to talk about the other matches besides that, because I know we can probably talk about Undertaker and Brock Lesnar match for like all night. But
Cena match.
Uh huh.
Your thoughts.
Before we go on to that, did it just summon that people that had like the coolest ring entrance tonight had lost?
Yeah. I don't particularly like Triple H, but his was awesome. He looked like he should have been in the Conan movies. That was awesome.
But yeah, it was, as I said it on my YouTube video, the Cena and Wyatt match can go either way, and either way, this feud will not end.
It won't end yet.
Right. It was like, even if he wins at Extreme Rules, and then suddenly, Bray Wyatt will end winning in the June pay-per-view, well, one, Payback, because they will be in Chicago in June. Could beat them then. Who knows? But they did not, and I repeat, they did not bury his character.
No.
It just, either way, like I said, either way it's going to happen, Bray Wyatt will get made in his match, and I think he did.
You know what? The thing that I liked about it is that, one, it kept on with how his character is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you looked over him at one point and there he is on his back again.
Right.
You know, those kind of things seriously help a match and everything. But I think they did a good job with that match. They really did. And I'll tell you what people could not bitch and complain about was that it wasn't one of the main events or the semi-main events.
Oh, right, right. That was one of the things they just couldn't,
I'm sure some people complained somewhere about it, but...
Right, and they couldn't. And both, like you said, that move that they had in the beginning with, Austin, Rock, and Hogan. Although, it shouldn't have been that long, but it was a good moment. Yeah, it was a good moment, though. I would have said 10 minutes at the least.
At the most.
I'm going to ask each other like a question, like, what was the disappointing thing? We're not going to add the streak into this, but what was the most important thing?
Important or disappointing?
Oh, disappointing thing, yeah. The most important disappointing thing, so I can tell. What was the most disappointing about WrestleMania?
And we're not allowed to mention the streak?
Right.
Okay.
Should have added another 1 minute. I agree. They should have.
Instead of having that 20 minute mental, like you said, and they could have had another
match. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. What thoughts?
I think their Divas match could have been longer. I think part of that issue was it was the intro at the beginning, but then how could you deny having The Rock, Hulk Hogan, and Stone Cold in the same ring together? Do you know what I mean? And I think that did put the time issue on everything else that was going on.
Well, yeah. I think, like, this WrestleMania 30, I think it has been the lowest of matches that they ever had. I just think, but I'm not going to say I'm completely sure, but that would be my opinion. I think they had the less matches out of all the WrestleMania. Yeah, they could have had like one or two more matches if they wanted to. But I guess it is what it is. And I guess it was still good for what it was worth. Everybody's starting to like my comment. Because there was somebody in the group, like I said, with the group we're okay with everybody's opinions, but just back it up. But the guy was saying, streaks and records are meant to be both broken. Quit crying, Undertaker lost. I just put, it's not that he lost, it's who he lost to.
Right.
Like a couple of people agree with me. But I know you talked about the Triple H and Bryan match, which we mentioned that was like so brutal. It was like one of those matches is like you just believe that he wasn't going to make it to that main event match. Yeah, I was going to say that would have been the most brutal match, but until the main event had stepped up, and especially what they did to Daniel Bryan. Not to say, like, at least the main event did have, like, was a brutal match. And that was just why I just think about it. So I'm just glad that they did put it on, make it brutal. And, like, let's see, make it believable at least.
In the last paragraph, they talked about his disposal
life skills
and how different his life might have been.
It's just like, this overall, I just think it should have more matches, but it was at least a decent WrestleMania. Like you said, it could have been better, but it also...
I think part of it was they took out the celebrity thing from it, and that kind of made it weird.
Yeah, the only, I guess the only celebrity they can recall is like Mr. T.
Right.
But I'm thinking that, who knows, maybe they could have been a little bit better than that. Who knows? But, dang, I'm just still stunned about the loss. I don't know, everybody has like, you know, mixed emotions going on and stuff like that, which I can understand, but wow, oh man.
I'm trying to find it, but not many places are saying the matches, like which ones had the least amount of matches at WrestleMania.
Hopefully we find it. If we don't find it, we'll find it tomorrow, hopefully.
Trust me, I'm looking. It's not listed anywhere, so I don't know. You're going to have to go through each individual WrestleMania for the past 30 years to find out.
Like, I can remember most of them, but not all of them. So, let me try some least matches.
You're doing exactly what I've just done.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, that was one. I mean, they make it seem like it's like it was, WrestleMania 30.
But that's like the only thing I'm finding, but that's because I think it's the main one right now, so...
Right.
We'll have to go through it. We'll find it.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find it sometime tomorrow, or if not, we'll find it sometime during the week. Or we just really have to put our
just go to cap. No, all we got to do is go to the what's it called, the listing of them, and it'll tell you it for each thing, each match.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. But tomorrow we're going to talk more about WrestleMania 30 and also talk about tonight's Raw. And also, we are going to announce the winners of the WFSO Award. We posted up two already. And we're going to try to post all of them, hopefully within the next couple of
weeks.
Check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Subscribe to our YouTube page. Look for us on Facebook and YouTube, and look for the groups on Facebook as well. From all of us here, along with Cutie Pie,
mwah,
along with Don as well, this is Artrell. We will see y'all tomorrow night.
On the flip side.
On the flip side.